February 4th, Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Be alert for false prophets, who come in sheep clothing, but inside are ravenous. By their fruits you will know them. Grapes are not gathered from thorns, or figs from thistles. Every good tree yields good fruit, but a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, neither can a bad tree yield good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45. A good tree does not bear bad fruit, neither does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is known by its own fruit. Neither are figs gathered from thorn trees, nor grapes from bramble bushes. A good man brings forth good from the good treasure of his heart, and an evil man brings forth evil from the evil treasure of his heart. The mouth speaks from the abundance of the heart. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 29. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into heaven's kingdom, but the one who does the will of my heavenly Father. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have we not cast out demons? And in your name have we not done many miracles? Then I shall say to them, I have never known you. Go away, workers of iniquity. Everyone who listens to my words and does them is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rains came, the waters rose, and the winds beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had been founded upon the rock. However, everyone who listens to my words, but does not do them, is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rains came, and the waters rose, and the winds beat against that house, and it collapsed, and its fall was great. After Jesus finished this sermon, the crowds were amazed at his doctrine, for he was teaching them as having authority, and not as the scribes. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not practice what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and carries them out, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river broke against that house but could not shake it, because the house was soundly built. But the one who hears and does not carry out what I say is like a man who builds a house on the ground without a foundation. The river broke against it, and it collapsed immediately, and it was completely destroyed.